We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Grand Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Biggsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Why, supposedly George is at the airport picking people up. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, I saw the video on that. here's the question, though, and I'm being completely serious. Will they run the same operational plan that they did the last time they were in the GM hunt? They had the GM candidates stay at a hotel near Hollis Hall that they used for quite a while when players would come in for workouts and whatnot, and the GM candidates took the hotel shuttle to 1920 Football Drive for their interview.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's a detail that definitely says a lot about the way things are done.
That was last time.
Yeah.
That was last time. I don't know. I'm not saying that's going to be this time. Maybe they will improve that part of the process.
Well,
but
we know
hotel shuttle for GM candidates.
He was picking up Ryan Poles, Brad. We know he's a finalist. Elliot Wolf and Monty Ossenfort are two other GM finalists, according to another report. Can you read anything into that? And do you think that last week you said it might be two or three finalists? Is that list expanding?
I don't know. It could, but Ryan Poles will interview today. It's in person. It's at Hollis Hall. Those kind of things can go longer, I would think, than the Zoom meetings. Elliot Wolf, Monty Ossenfort also tapped to come in for round two interviews in person in the building. So it's certainly a situation where the Bears could have a general manager in place by the weekend. It looks like that, and we'll just have to see if George is the shuttle guy to and from O'Hare.
All right, so you got one guy in today. It's Tuesday. You got someone else coming in Wednesday. It's someone else coming in Thursday, and then you make the decision on Friday. Is that what we're? Is that the idea?
I don't. Yeah, I haven't. I haven't seen if they've pinned down specific dates for these other candidates, and they've got they've got Dennis Allen.
Right.
Dennis Allen today, I think. So they're still kind of.
How do you do that? I mean, you tell Ryan, hey, why don't you go grab a coffee? We've got a couple things we got to do in here. Or do you schedule it around his visit? I'm just saying, I know it's kind of a goofy question, but let's say you're Dennis Allen and you know they've already got three finalists or maybe four, right? Is it possible Leslie Frazier also is involved in a second interview? It seemed like there was confusion as to whether that was the case or not, but definitely Eberflus and Dan Quinn and Jim Caldwell. So, again, are you bringing these guys in next week, the coaches, or are you going to bring, Ted runs one tour while George is running the other? How does it work?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if they start talking to Ryan Poles at 8:30 this morning, they could be done by 3 o'clock. 2 o'clock. And then Dennis Allen kicks off after that. I'm not sure.
Would they do Dennis Allen while in the car driving?
Depends
back
on traffic.
To the airport?
Yeah.
That's evil. So we'll see. You know, it's clear now, guys. It's clear in talking to some people, they're definitely going to hire the general manager here first. And while they've kind of run concurrent searches for the two positions, the GM's going to be hired first. And then I think when you look at a list of names of coaches that they're going to bring back for another interview, you have to understand that the GM will probably be given the opportunity to make adjustments to that list as he sees fit. So the first things first, and that's getting the general manager hired for the Bears. Ryan Poles has, a finalist interview scheduled in Minnesota with the Vikings for tomorrow.
Brad, I know it's difficult to interpret what exactly this means, but can you try, when you look at Poles, who is pretty young on the job, part of a winning organization with the Chiefs, but you got two other finalists for your GM spot in Austin Fort and Wolf, who have been maybe more experienced around, you know, organizations that have done things the right way, maybe a little bit more known around the league in league circles. Is there a consistency that it connects all three of those candidates, or are they very different in their own way?
Well, they've certainly been with winning outfits, right? I mean, the Chiefs have won for quite a while now, and Ryan Poles has spent his entire career there. He's actually, you know, and I think I referenced it yesterday where I talked about when guys get an opportunity to go elsewhere, to have a background that's got them in two or three different cities where they're working with a wide variety of people, and you're studying, you know, hey, what works, and just as importantly, you're figuring out what doesn't work, right? But he's been in Kansas City long enough to have, you know, I talked about some of the people he's worked with yesterday, but Scott Pioli had to be the guy that hired him. Nick Sirianni was there at the time. He's the Eagles head coach. Romeo Crennel, obviously Andy Reid, John Dorsey. Those are big influences. Chris Ballard. So he's worked with some people who have been around the league, and Brett Veach. But a guy like Elliot Wolf, you know, he has been an up-and-coming guy for a while. I believe it was back in 2016, guys. So 6 years ago, the Lions requested an interview with him at the time to be their GM. He's 39 now. So that's how young he was when he first was kind of coming on the radar for that. And the Packers went ahead and blocked that request by Detroit. But he's got a heck of a lot of experience learning, you know, how they have success in Green Bay. And now he's been in New England for the last two seasons. He was in Cleveland for a couple seasons, and he was with the Seahawks briefly, I think, in a kind of a consultant type role, obviously with a strong relationship with John Schneider, probably, who he worked together with in Green Bay.
This is going to sound like a negative question, and I honestly don't mean it to be, but I'm just curious, as we talk about, you know, hiring the general manager first, right? So the general manager then hires one of the candidates that they have already vetted. I'm just curious, does that mean that the general manager, after, you know, 3 or 4 years, is then allowed to stay in his position to hire his head coach? We heard that when Ryan Pace, you know, was arranged marriage with John Fox. It didn't work, and Foxy was half in retirement. Okay, well, then Ryan gets to hire his guy, regardless of his draft record or anything else. I mean, is that only fair in the way we consider the relationship between GM and coach?
I wouldn't say that, because if they're getting rid of – whatever coach is hired, they're getting rid of after a couple of years, and it's a disaster. I think you have to look at the GM as well, right? And I do believe that there's a possibility that hire this GM, and he says, let's talk to this guy. And it's not a guy who's been identified as getting a second interview with the Bears already. You know, it could be someone that they talked to that they didn't call back, that the GM says, you know what, I'm interested in him. It could be someone that hasn't even come in for an interview. You know, maybe the GM says, I want to talk to D'Amico Ryans, the 49ers defensive coordinator, or I want to talk to Raheem Morris, the Rams defensive coordinator. So I wouldn't rule that out from potentially happening. Could it be they're just going off a set list that's sort of been established, again, by Bill Polian being the hired gun to sort of run this show for George? That's possible also.
So, Brad, every cycle there's guys who you just expect to get hired. I think Brian Daboll is one of those guys you think is going to get a job, whether it's New York or elsewhere. Dan Quinn is emerging as another one of those guys I think is going to probably get hired this go-around. He is a finalist for the Bears position. What makes him attractive? What are some pros and cons when you consider the possibility of Dan Quinn?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily call, like, Quinn, I don't know that I'd call him a finalist, because I think that we just got to see what they're going to do for the GM. But he's getting a second interview with the Bears. And Dan Quinn, you talk to people who have worked with him around the league, and you get just glowing reports back. Okay, first of all, players love this guy. Absolutely love him. Personnel people love working with him. I mean, he's just the kind of – he can walk into a room and make everybody feel a little bit better about themselves. And when you've got players that love you, that's giving you a shot. Certainly – did really nice work in Dallas this year after sitting out. And, you know, the post-Super Bowl era in Atlanta didn't go well for him, but I'm sure he's learned from that experience, right? He gets hired in Atlanta in 2015. He goes 8-8, 11-5, 10-6, and then couldn't really get the thing – keep the thing on the rails after that. It was 7-9, 7-9. Then he's fired after an 0-5 start. But yeah, I think he's a hot candidate right now. I was texting with someone that's worked with him before yesterday, referred to Dan Quinn as a rock star. So I would imagine he will get a job. It's certainly possible. He'd have his pick of opportunities. He's a high energy guy. And again, I go back to, he's the kind of guy players will work hard for.
Yeah, I like Dan Quinn. I think that's a good hire if they make it. I keep telling David, I'm waiting to see what the combination is, but I don't know that I'm definitely, you know, in or out on any of it. I'm going to try to give everybody the due respect they get for winning the job and you know, give them an opportunity to do it, because presumably.
And I think one of the things that perhaps could give Quinn a little bit of an edge here over some of the candidates, and I don't know what a list of his potential staff hires looks like, but his experience in the league, he's connected, might allow him to put together one of the more impressive coaching staffs from the get-go. And that's part of the process as well, right? You know, okay, if we hire you, who in your mind would you like to bring with you to Hallis Hall? And Dan Quinn's experience, his reputation is probably going to put him in one of the better positions for these head coaches as they sort of scramble in a high-stakes game of musical chairs to assemble their staff of assistants.
Do we have a sense of what Leslie Frazier's future looks like, Brad, and where he stands on this list? Because, you know, you look at Eberflus, you look at Dan Quinn, you look at Leslie Frazier. They are quote-unquote defensive head coaches or defensive head coaching candidates, which leads me to believe the Bears are just looking for the best leader, which I guess would be in Leslie Frazier's favor.
Yeah, you know, Leslie Frazier's another guy that people love. I don't know that he's going to get in for round two here. You know, one of the things that you'd have to question with him is he's 62 years old. And when I say that, I fully acknowledge that Jim Caldwell, I believe, is 67. I think he just had a birthday. So he's even 5 years older. I think that becomes a legitimate question, you know, in the process. And, you know, I don't know that Frazier is going to be in for round two. If he is, it wouldn't surprise me. But we'll have to see. You know, Caldwell is basically he's basically like the same age as John Fox, right? So I don't know. I don't know what his chances are here, too. I do know that people I talked to about Dan Quinn and Matt Eberflus are both people I've spoken to are really excited about the prospects of both of those guys.
Yeah, should be fun, Bigsy. Stay on top of it. We know you're doing great work. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Brad. Great stuff.
Have a great day, guys.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.